Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello.
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 Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kevin White Show. How are you doing? I'm coming at you live from the USA. It is March the 5th, 2024. I hope you're doing well. Say hello to family and friends around the world. Let's welcome all of our guests throughout the world. Yes, put your hands together. We are in the presence of God, but we are thousands of miles away. There's Abel from Pakistan. Let us know what country you're watching this in. And be sure to send this link over to someone that God brings to mind right now that needs this encouraging word. There's Pastor Z from India. God bless you. Let me say namaste to everyone in India. There's a Mong Chung from Nagaland, India. Yes, Brother Shankar from India. How are you? Pastor Achu in Nagaland. Nagaland's representing today. Rays of Hope Ministry in Mumbai. How are you? Arts by Justin, USA. There we go. Hello to all the friends in the U.S. Myanmar, welcome. So glad that you are here. Say hello. There's Alfred from Canada. Look at the nations that are coming in to receive the word of God. Did you know that this is for the nations? Jesus even said, and my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. There's 195 nations. There's Adam from the country of Ohio. Dinesh from India. God bless you. Yes. Pastor Bernard Shaw from Tamil Nadu there in India. Yes, God bless you. Glory from India. How are you, sister? Hope you're doing well. Brittany from USA. Yes, praise the Lord. Michael from Nigeria. Can someone count the countries? Did you know that over the next 90 days, this episode will be watched by 163 different countries, people in 163 different countries. There's Joshua from India. I haven't seen Philippines. Maybe I didn't catch that, but hello from the Philippines. Who is watching there? Thailand, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Bangladesh. Yes, Israel, Germany. There's another brother from India. What about Mexico? Ukraine, Russia, God bless you. If you're covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are my brother. You are my sister. I am your brother and sister. We share the same Heavenly Father. And I just am in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and in love with the people of God. I feel like a pastor to the nations by the grace of God. He has given a word to the nations. And today's word is a powerful word. Can you put two fist pumps up? Put an emoji of at least the strong fist pump up. Today's word is the word strong. It's in our series, You Are series. All throughout 2024, God's been saying, show my people who I declare that they are. Tell them who they are. This is the You Are series. And God has sent me into your life for the next 28 minutes, 27 minutes now, to just declare on the authority of God's word, you are strong. You might say, but Kevin, I don't feel strong. And Kevin, you don't know my thoughts. Sometimes my thoughts are weak. My actions are weak. sometimes I fall into bad habits. I make bad decisions. I don't really feel strong. Well, there is a declaration that overrides your feelings. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And strength is not dependent upon you. The enemy wants you to hear the verses that I'm about to read and to feel like a failure and even stop trying, to feel guilty, to feel like you have so much pressure to do what God is calling you to do in the Word, and yet nothing could be further from the truth. The best Father in the world, our Heavenly Father, wants you to hear His Word and feel empowered. There's a big difference. Empowered. I'm going to bring the glove back out. The last couple of weeks, I've been showing the glove, and we're going to do that in just a moment. But He wants you to feel reliant on the Word. Can you put your hands together for God's Word? And let's look at Joshua 1:9. It's a strong word from God about strength. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I just leave it up on the screen. I want to break it down, okay? Look at what it says. This is my command. It is not a suggestion. It is not an option. If you and I are going to be children of God and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, His word is, this is my command over you. Now, is He a harsh dad? Is this the dictator that sometimes we see on the news in various nations, where the dictator rules with an iron fist and forces government upon people? No. This is the person who sent His one and only Son to die in my place and your place for the forgiveness of sin, the greatest exchange ever, His forgiveness for my sin, His life for my death. What an incredible lover He is of you and of me. And this is the greatest Father in the world saying, this is my command. This is what I have done for you. I have given you this identity. Be strong. And it's not stop crying. Have you ever said that to your children? I mean, I'm an earthly father. I just confess. There's been times I've said to my kids, dry up those tears. Stop crying. And we all have, and probably, maybe you haven't. God bless you if you haven't. But I have been that kind of father. But here He is saying, let me show you what I've made you. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Can you think of a more specific word for March the 5th, 2024? Did you watch the evening news last night? Have you looked at any of the headlines today? Everywhere you turn, there is the temptation to be afraid. There is another disaster, another school shooting, another sickness, another corruption in government. Everywhere you turn, there is a reason to be afraid. And if you allow, the enemy will take you by the nose and pull you into a life of fear. And you will live today, March the 5th, 2024, tomorrow, March the 6th, 2024, and every day discouraged, fearful. But Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so this loving Heavenly Father is coming into us, our lives today, coaching us on the authority of His word. I have made you strong. And then here's the whole foundation of it. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, I could not offer that to my earthly children. I love my son Zach, daughter Courtney, daughter Kaylee. I love our family, but I cannot be with them 24/7, 365. But our best Father in the world, Yahweh, Almighty God, is with us. And that makes all the difference in the world. I want to ask you a very practical question. Have you ever agreed with God that His presence is the most valuable gift He will ever give you? You know, we get tempted. We want fame. We want fortune. We want material blessings. We all do. But the Bible teaches us that there are eternal gifts that money cannot buy. And some of the richest people on the planet would give anything for what is found only in the presence of God. You can't buy a pill. You can't buy a bottle. You can't buy sex. You can't buy some type of experience that will give you what only you will find in the presence of God. And one of those realities of being in His presence is strength. Because He is strong, your weaknesses are absolutely overshadowed by His strength. Paul said, and we'll read it, "In my weakness, He has made me strong." So let's continue to look at the Word of God. 2 Samuel 22, verse 33 says, "God is my strong fortress, and He makes my way perfect." So the Bible declares that whenever it comes to strength, I am. God says, I am strong. He is strong. And so as you are imparted with the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God, you are imparted with the strength that rose Jesus from the grave. You are imparted with the power that said, "Let there be light," and there was light. You are imparted with the power that broke the walls of Jericho. You're imparted with the power that split the Red Sea. You're imparted with the power that fed the multitude, that turned water into wine. And on and on and on throughout the Bible, we see the power of God. And that has come and inhabited you and I as believers. There's not another religion on the planet that offers for the God to come in. Watch it. You go to all the other world religions and you will see the outward worshiping, trying to appease the God on the outside. Only Jesus Christ said, "It is for your good that I go away. Because when I go, the Father will send the Counselor to you, the Holy Spirit to you." And then He told, after He rose from the dead, He told His disciples, "Stay here in Jerusalem and pray. And the Father will send the gift of the Holy Spirit upon you." And you can read all about it in Acts chapter 2. And when that happened, and every believer since then, me when I was 10 years old, when did you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? That day you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you didn't know it. I didn't know it at age 10. It really took to age 30 before I understood that everything that we read here has been imparted to us. So when you read about the strength of God, that strength has been imparted to us through the Holy Spirit. And if you were to say, "Kevin, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know that I've ever called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Can you think of a better reason to do it today? I mean, today we live in a broken, weak, fragile, dark world. And we need strength. Can somebody put their hand up if you need strength from the Lord today? My hand's up, two hands. I need strength moment by moment from God. You do as well. And there's only one God. Search the world over. You're not finding another world religion that promises to put the power of God inside the believers. Only the Christian. Only the followers of Jesus Christ experience this. If you are bowing down to a carved idol, if you are praying to something made of human hands, there is a supernatural power far greater. Why go and worship a creation when you can worship the Creator? Why go and spend your entire life in all of this religious activity when you can have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords inhabit your life as you become the temple? Why go to the temple to give your offerings, to feed your idols, to pray and to beg that God to give you grace and favor in your life when the living God of the Bible makes his believers the temple. I don't have to go to a brick and mortar house to find the favor of God. I wake up with it. He's in me. He can be in you. And this is how he has the audacity to say, now be strong. Now be strong. Look at Daniel chapter 10, verse 19. Don't be afraid, he said, for you are very precious to God. Peace. Do you have peace today? Be encouraged. Be strong. What incredible gifts we need, and he's providing it. As he spoke those words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. Have you ever felt strength come suddenly? If you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, immediate strength can take over in your time of weakness. You can be looking at things online that you didn't mean to look at, and all of a sudden you are going down a slippery slope, and you can pray, Lord Jesus, you are not tempted in the same way that I am. I need strength right now. And he will give you grace to back out of websites, to back out of temptation, to back out of darkness, and to get into the light. And you might say, but there's a pull now. I'm addicted. I have this craving. I have this desire. He is stronger. And you're not going to find it by behavior modification. You're going to find it by grace. As you say, I cannot get free from this addiction, but Jesus is not bound by this addiction. And in his strength, I am made perfect. So Jesus, you come and be strong through me, and your taste buds will change. Your attractions will change. Your desires will change because you are now allowing his strength to be made manifest in your skin. Can you think of anything more intimate in worship with Almighty God, with the creator of the universe? Look at 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. It says, that's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. Paul is saying here, for when I am weak, then I am strong. The enemy wants you to come in and beat yourself up, feel guilty and shame. Like, that robs us of so much faith. If the enemy can trick you into feeling ashamed by your bad thoughts, your bad behavior, then he creates a wedge between you and God, a veil between you and God. Now, God is for you, not against you. But in your mind, you are so full of shame that you cannot go and worship at that moment. You're not feeling like you're at peace and you want to praise the Lord. You're feeling disgusted, ugly, dirty, full of shame, full of disgust, even hatred to yourself. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I'm thinking like this. I remember Pastor Joe Sarver one time. I was being transparent with him, and I was saying, I don't understand why I have these thoughts. I am a minister of the gospel. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am so full of vile thoughts, even during worship. My mind would be uncontrollable, and I would begin having these lusts for things that were not of God. And I'm like, how could this be? And he picked up on something. He said, this is a trick of the enemy to distract you from the glory and the strength of Almighty God. And he said, Kevin, from this point forward, every time you begin to feel tempted and disgusted because these thoughts are not of God, I want you to break through and start praising God. I want you to praise God for these bad thoughts. I'm like, how can I thank God for temptation? And it wasn't that he was like literally saying, I want you to thank God that you are tempted and that you have bad thoughts and that you do bad things. But he said, in the midst of that, I want you to find a place of praising God. You know what happened? The thoughts stopped. The desire stopped. The temptation stopped. Now, can I still be tempted? I'm still on this side of eternity. Absolutely. But do I now know the weapon? The weapon is praise. The weapon is worship. And the reality of what happens is if we stay in our weakness, we stay in our earthly existence. But the moment we invoke the presence of God, you know what scripture says? He inhabits the praise of his people. You start praising the Lord, Jesus shows up, and Jesus' strength shows up and combats the weakness. And that's what Paul is talking about. I no longer feel ashamed and disgusted about my weakness. I actually boast in it because in my weakness, I am now strong because of Jesus. Can that be your witness? It can be. It should be. But it's not about you forcing the glove to be something that it's not. This is you and I. I told you I'd bring out the glove. Look at this. Glove, move. Not doing anything. Glove, be strong. Look how weak it is. It can't even pick up the Bible. Glove, be strong. Why isn't the glove moving? Why isn't the glove grabbing the Word of God? Glove. I mean, this is you and I. Apart from God, we are nothing. We can do nothing. But when the strength comes into the glove, hallelujah. Can somebody shout amen? I want to see hundreds of amens in the chat right now. Shout amen. He is the hand. We are the glove. We are strong. We can pick up the Bible. We can pick up the Word of God. Why? Because the strength of supernatural power, creator of the universe, the same God that said, let there be light, and there was light, enters every believer. China, this is you and this is God. Afghanistan, the hand is what makes us strong. The presence of God. Myanmar, Bangladesh, India, this is good news. Philippines, Nigeria, this is good news. The hand is not an American hand. This is not a white people hand. This is the God of all nations, all 195 nations. So he says, you are strong. And it has nothing to do with the glove. The enemy says, look, you're supposed to be strong, but look how weak you are. And God says, you are strong. I am the one making you strong. Strength depends upon me, not upon you. This is good news. This compels us to worship, to praise the Lord. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. Paul said, my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. And that right there is not just for preachers and teachers of the word. That is for people that feel weak in any capacity. And in Japan today, there are brothers and sisters in the family of God that feel weak today. In nations all over the world, in Kenya, brothers and sisters feel weak. In Jerusalem, brothers and sisters feel weak. In Afghanistan and Ukraine and China and Germany, all over the world, brothers and sisters feel weak. So I want to ask you, where's your weakness? Paul was not ashamed of being weak anymore because he knew that the strength was relying on God for strength. But you're not going to get to that passage that I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit until you're willing to admit, I can't, but Jesus can. Where's your weakness? Is there an addiction? Is it porn? Is it sex? Is it drugs? Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's worry and depression. If you have a beating heart on this side of eternity, you have weaknesses. I have weaknesses. But in our weakness, He is made strong. And the opportunity in all of our lives is to acknowledge we need the hand. The hand is strong. The strong hand of the Lord, the strong tower of the Lord. Every power you read about in the Word is inside you through the Holy Spirit. You can say no to sin not by your might and your power, but by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just encourage you, even in the midst of sin, start saying the name Jesus. Even in the midst of failure, say the name Jesus. Bring Jesus into your weakness and watch what happens. And if you have to do it 3 days in a row, you do it four. If you have to do it 3 weeks in a row, you do it six. Say the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. We don't just call upon the name of Jesus to be saved one time. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We do it moment by moment. Jesus, help me. I remember all throughout 2023, there were times that the end of the month would be coming and the first day we pay all of our employees and there would be not enough in the bank to pay the employees. And every month after month after month, I would just beg out to God. God, you brought me here. You brought us to this company. You showed us the right people to bring to the team. You say that a laborer is worthy of their hire. God forbid that they are working and they don't get paid. I feel embarrassed. I feel like we're going to disappoint people. God, I need your help. And it would be dark and it would be scary and I would feel discouraged. But time after time after time, I just began declaring the faithfulness of God. God, you've never failed me. God, I just know. I don't know how we're going to pay the employees tomorrow, but today you are faithful. And I just know that you will be faithful. You will make a way. And I watched him give us coins out of a fish's mouth, breadcrumbs from a raven, like in the most unexpected, even despised way, time after time after time, he provided. And then the next month he did it again. And the next month he did it again. And all year long, I just looked back and he in my weakness had me declare him faithful. And throughout 2023, I really let go of a fear of man on a level that I'd never let go of in my entire life. And I transferred over to a fear of God. And I began to really experience that God's love is perfect. It is never imperfect. His timing is perfect. It is never imperfect. And he is so faithful. I saw that. And I witness what I am preaching to you, sharing with you, that my hand, my glove was weak, but in that dark hour, I relied on the hand. I relied on the power, and he saw me through. And even when it looked like I had every reason to be discouraged, God came and made me strong and gave me encouragement. And that's today's word for you and every one of us. Look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. In a few weeks, we're gonna look at the word witnesses, but telling my people everywhere in Jerusalem, and through Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. And again, this power is for all nations. 8 billion plus people alive today. Everyone covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has this power within them. That is you. So by the authority, the grace, the favor of God, you are strong. It doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon him. But because his strength has been imparted to you through the Holy Spirit, you are strong. Go to sleep tonight knowing you're strong. Wake up tomorrow knowing you're strong. Look at the needs in front of you knowing you're strong. Walk into the villages around you knowing you're strong. Go to work tomorrow knowing you're strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So here's the takeaways before we pray. Without Jesus, you are weak. The glove is always going to be the glove until the hand comes in it. You're weak. Admit that. Acknowledge that. God doesn't expect you to be divine. He made you human, but in his likeness. Look, the next thing is with Jesus, you are strong. When the hand goes into the glove can take on the form of the hand and do as the hand has made to be done. Jesus is strong. I want you to really agree with God that there is life in a God, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is strong. And in the authority of God's word, because of him being strong, you are strong. His strength makes your weakness perfect. You are strong. And so what does strength look like? You say, okay, Kevin, I'm strong. What does it look like? It looks like courage. It looks like faith. It looks like standing back up. It looks like continuing to move. It looks like getting up out of bed tomorrow. It looks like crying out for help. God promises he's an ever-present help in our time of need. You want to know why the living, loving God of the universe allows weakness to happen? It seems like every time we turn around, we're in need again, because he wants us to experience his strength, to rely on him. Ephesians 6:10, Paul says a final word, and I'll use this as we pray. He says a final word: be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Will you hold out your hands and let me pray that over you? Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters all over the world, for the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, the church of the living God. Father, I pray that you would make my brothers and sisters strong, that they would feel a supernatural strength coming into them as the hand into the glove, and that you would address their weaknesses, their failures, their embarrassments, their shame, their sorrow, and God, that you would allow them to experience your supernatural strength. Reveal yourself in the midst of human need. Father, as they are made strong, Father, would you show them that you are taking care of them, that they can walk this out. You don't promise that we'll never have hardship. You promise to be an ever-present help in time of need. And so I pray, let them see you in their time of need. Pay their bills, heal their bodies, take care of their babies, give them land, give them transportation, give them church buildings, Lord, homes, roofs, shelter, sheets, blankets, beds, mattresses. God, would you take care of all my brothers and sisters around the world? Thank you for your power, your presence, this strength. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, I love you. I hope you'll be back next week. We're going to be looking at how God has made us victorious. After that, you are found. You are full. You will be my witnesses. It just continues. So be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock here on The Kevin White Show. I really do, by the grace of God, love you all. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. I'll see you here next week. Love you.
Welcome to The Kevin White Show. Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International, all rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.